Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, October 26, 2015. And with me today, I have John Martellaro. How's it going, John?
It's going great. I'm so pleased to be here.
I'm really pleased you're here too, because I wanted you on today special, because this is kind of a special day. And no, I'm not talking about Apple TV pre-orders. Yes, that's happening today. What I'm really wanting you on for today is because you're growing.
Yes, I'm so excited.
So what I'm referring to, people, is that John is starting a new podcast for the Mac Observer.
Yay!
Yay! And the podcast is called Background Mode. And this is something we've been kind of tossing around for quite a while. And when it came time for this to really come together and happen, the only logical choice for starting off the show was John.
The only logical choice, yes.
Yeah, I chose logical on purpose.
Yes, yes, I understand the reference. Well, what's cool about this is that I get to pick people that I've always wanted to chat with more, to get to know better, to introduce to the listeners, to reach out and create a better connection to developers and other writers and other luminaries in the Apple world and the technical universe. And it's been a great success so far. Everybody I've talked to and everybody I've known for years has been eager to be on the show. And it started off great fun, and I think it's going to be a really cool experience to sort of sit back and do a quiet, you know, late night Tom Snyder kind of interview with somebody that you know and want to hear more about. And I think it's going to be cool.
I think it's going to be cool. And for those of you that couldn't sort out what the idea behind the show is from what John just said, John's going to be interviewing people, but the people he's going to be interviewing are all people that he has some particular interest in, and they're all related to our technology world in some way, and they all have an interesting story to tell. How's that, John?
That's terrific. And for example, one of the fellows who I've known for years, maybe 10 or 12 years, is Elikhan Jetha, the CEO of Market Circle up in Toronto. Mm-hmm. And so we got a chance to just sort of, you know, let our hair down and chat. And he told me the story about how he came to Canada. His parents, his family brought him to Toronto, and how he had to kind of find his way and figure out what to do and be technically helpful and start a company. And so that was interesting. Another fellow I've known for at least a decade, and he's a good friend, is a theoretical astrophysicist at the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth, Dr. Mm-hmm. Gaurav Khanna. And he uses a Mac Pro to do theoretical general relativity calculations on his Mac Pro for his research. And that was a very interesting discussion, because we got into some nicely nerdy technical details about the Mac Pro and OS X and his scientific computations and Apple's support for science. So that's going to be a nice show when we publish it.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing these. And yes, even though I'm managing editor, I haven't heard all the shows that all the interviews that John has done so far. And part of that is because I want to be surprised, just like everyone else, when I get to hear the shows. But the stuff that I have listened to already, I'm pretty excited about. And I'm thinking that this is going to be a really cool show.
Well, you and I did a show.
We did. You roped me into a show, and it was a lot of fun. And I thought it was really interesting where you took me when you started asking questions.
Yeah, I seem to have a knack for that. And my plan is to interview some other members of the Mac Observer staff. You hear us on TDO. You hear us talk about technology and the daily news observations, but there's not much in the terms of personality and personal life and how we got where we are some of the other things that we do on the side in our lives. And so this is a nice way to sort of get to know somebody that you've heard about for a long time and maybe been reading for a long time, and get to know them a little bit more intimately, and give those people a chance to kind of talk about their career and just to learn more about the person and have some fun.
Yeah, I really liked where you ended up taking our conversation, because, well, there was nothing that we discussed that I wasn't going to be comfortable discussing. It's just, you asked me questions that people typically don't. So when you hear the show that I'm on, you're going to get to hear answers to questions that you haven't heard before. And it's simply because no one thought to ask me those specific questions until now.
What I'm finding out in the interviews is that even though we prepare an agenda with the guest ahead of time and they know generally what we're going to be talking about, it's amazing how we can launch into what I call subroutines. Something will come up. It'll be something about something the person says that will tickle my curiosity. And then we'll go explore that for a little bit. And then we'll do a return from subroutine and come back and get on the agenda. And when you do that, it's fascinating and adds a color to the interview. And there's no chance of running short on the agenda because we chat and chat and chat.
That's true. Now, since you are the host on that show, and I am the host on this show, I'm going to turn the tables on you just a little bit today. And just so everyone knows, John had no idea I was about to do this, probably because I had no idea until right now.
So let's go like that.
Yeah, that's how it works. So John, you were asking me about how I got into the industry where I am today, and I'm curious, exactly how did you get here?
That's a really interesting story, sort of a roundabout thing. I think people know from my bio and my discussions that I spent quite a long time, most of my career, as an aerospace engineer / physicist working for Lockheed Martin.
So you were a true rocket scientist?
With space and satellite oriented. I had friends who worked on the Titan program and were heavily involved in launch vehicles. My wife and I were more on the satellite side and classified things to do with satellite operations. Mm-hmm. So there came a time when Martin Marietta in Denver was having financial troubles. And so they invited us to move to Tennessee, to the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. And that's a very academic kind of environment. It's not so much technical as it is. I mean, it's not so much administrative technical as it is more academic technical kind of work.
And so, like, more theoretical research as opposed to practical, well, building a satellite?
In Denver, you were assigned to a specific project, for example, and you were, you know, assigned duties on a particular project to do specific things. I can't really talk about what I was doing even now. But in Oak Ridge, you got a chance to explore and do research, and I had three different computers in my office, and I got to get on the internet for the first time in 1992, even before it went public. And I was developing tools, and I was helping the organization get away from Banyan Vines and move over to Eudora and a practical browser. And so you could do exploratory research on your own and have fun and do things and learn, as opposed to, you know, focused completely on a technical job and writing reports. So that got me onto the internet, and that got me excited about computer technology and Unix and HTTP and SQL and relational databases and GUIs and of course I had Apples and Macs before that, but I was really at graduate school in computers at a national laboratory. And as part of that, I started going to WWDC. They would pay for it and sent me every year to go to WWDC and be up to date on what was going on. And as that resulted in me getting to know a lot of people at Apple. Because, you know, you get to talk to them after the presentation.
Right.
You get to go to some friends at Apple were inviting me and some other people to dinner who worked for Lockheed Martin. And so the people who were taking me and Mike and Don to dinner, there came a time when they needed a scientist to promote the Unix operating system, this BSD Unix that Apple was developing back in 2000, and what came to be what we know as Mac OS X and then OS X. And so they needed a science marketing manager. And they made me aware of that, and I was contacted by Morgan, and he interviewed me. And so I left Lockheed Martin after 15 years.
So Apple recruited you, in essence.
They did. They knew, because they knew me, and I was, you know, I had known these people that I was going to WWDC with for years, and they knew what I was doing at Lockheed Martin, and they knew my Unix skills and science skills, and they said, John's the guy for the job. And they convinced Morgan to interview me, and then he liked me too, and then some other people did, and the vice president and I interviewed me, and I'm off and running. So then I worked for Apple for 2000 to 2005, and I was heavily involved in supercomputers, the Virginia Tech supercomputer and another one that the Army built, and just, you know, using Macs, the PowerPC processors, and trying to sell clusters and supercomputers. There came a time when Apple was no longer interested in doing supercomputers. They had other things on their minds that I didn't know about, things like iPhones and iPads. And so Apple kind of got out of the supercomputing business, and that left me out of Apple. And so meanwhile, every year when I was coming out to California, I was having dinner with Brian Chaffin, because mm-hmm. I had gotten to know him, because I was a regular reader and had actually made some minor contributions to the Mac Observer as a freelance writer. And so I was thinking about what I was going to do in my retirement. And so I reached out to Brian, and so Brian hired me to be an editor at the Mac Observer. And I've been here for 10 years. I'll start my 10th year in a month.
You know, and happy anniversary. And I do remember the conversation that Brian and I had when Brian had approached you about writing for us. And he was like, yeah, and you need to go read the stuff that John has written. And he's like really cool and he's really smart. And so I went back and checked out things you had written, and was very excited that you were coming on board.
Yeah, I had started writing on the internet for Apple Links with Joe Ryan and John Farr back in 1997 and 98. And so mm-hmm. John Farr, who now lives in Taos, New Mexico, was my mentor at Apple Links. And he's the one who got me really wound up. And I wrote a couple hundred articles for Apple Links in the late 90s. And then I went to work for Apple. I couldn't write about my employer anymore, so I had to kind of put that on hiatus. Thankfully, Joe Ryan let me write some science fiction at Quantum Threads at Apple Links, and I think they're still online if you do a Google search on Quantum Threads. But then things got so furious working for Apple 60-65 hour weeks that I couldn't even do that anymore, so I had to suspend my writing for a little while.
Well, I'm glad that ultimately things worked out that you could join us here, because it's been great having you on staff and bringing your special insight to the pieces you write, and then finally roping you into podcasting.
Yes, it was a long process. We had a lot of technology items to work out. I had a lot of practice on your TMO Daily Observations podcast, learning about the ins and outs. So you were a great mentor, teaching me about when and where to hold my breath and not to make noises and turn my head away from the microphone when I sneeze, and all sorts of little insider tips and tricks about podcasts. So with all that training, I'm ready to do my own, and it's going to be fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Now, for TDO listeners that are afraid this means that I won't have John on regularly to share his insights here, don't worry. There's no way that I'm going to let John off the hook. He's still going to be a regular on
TDO. Oh, yes. We should mention that Background Mode will be published once a week.
Right.
So that won't interfere with my availability for your daily observations podcast. Wouldn't dream of missing it.
I wouldn't dream of letting you. I love having you on the show. And from the listener comments that I have received, a lot of people love having you on the show, too. I need to work on my English.
Oh, shucks.
That's true.
Well, thank you, listeners.
Thank you for the feedback, because that's part of what helped push towards getting a new show up on the Mac Observer and having John be a very integral part of that. And John, I think the interviews that you've done so far, the ones that I've listened to, are great. And I expect that the interviews that are still to come are going to be really cool too, because I'm in the lucky position where I have access to the list of people John is talking with. So I know what's coming up, and I know that there's going to be some really awesome stuff for all of you to listen to.
A lot of the writers that you read regularly and you want to know more about, because you only see what they write, you know, published on the internet, people that you think are great writers that you want to know more about, they're on my list. Some of the developers that develop your favorite software, they're on my list. And so over the coming years, it's going to be quite an awesome list of people that we'll have on Background Mode.
Yeah, it's going to be a great way to get to know the people that are creating the things that you're using every day or reading to or listening to every day. This is going to be a great way to get to know them on a more personal level.
Exactly.
And I think this is going to be great. Yeah. So, John, I'm really excited that Background Mode is starting. And listeners, if you're wondering when you'll be able to hear the first episode, well, that's going to be today. So at some point this afternoon, we will have the first episode of Background Mode up and live, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that happen, and I think it's going to be the first of many really awesome interviews.
And so listeners, send us your feedback. We'll put a link in the show notes, and tell us how to contact me, and so tell us what you think.
Yes, please, please. And I did mention at the beginning of the show that it's Apple TV Day. So if you're planning on picking up a new Apple TV, what you ought to do, because you rock so much, is use the Mac Observer's special affiliate link. So that would be macobserver.com/Apple Store. And from there, you'll get a link that takes you directly into Apple's store where you can buy your Apple TV. And we will get a little kickback from Apple for you doing that. And the money that comes from those kickbacks goes to keeping all of our podcasts up and running and making sure we have the servers and everything we need so that we can have shows happening for you. So do that for us, and we'll make sure we keep having shows online for you. And John, we're out of time, so we're going to have to wrap up.
Well, we'll see you later this afternoon.
Yes, we will. And congratulations again on starting Background Mode. Listeners, check it out. We'll make sure that we have an article live when the show is up and running. And we'll see everyone again tomorrow.